To the Book to Write podcast, and that opening track is by my very own band, The Handicaps, and that was from the Mulligan EP in 2014, and the song is called Mr. Peanut and the Lost Beach, a song by Pablo, who goes by the name Mr. Peanut on Instagram if you wish to look him up and see what he's up to. And on this podcast, I'm actually going to play a couple more tracks by The Handicaps. And in fact, the next song that I would like to play for you is also from the Mulligan EP. It's the second track on the Mulligan EP. But it was actually a rehearsal at we were in Isla de la Toja up in Galicia. And it was around about midnight. We were sitting at the bar. We were sitting around having some whiskies, Ramon, Pablo, and myself. And we decided to do a little improvised rehearsal in the little field where we were going to be playing the next day, just with acoustic guitars and me singing along. And let me play you Me at the Stadium, my favorite Handicap song from that night.
Of wine, I feel so cold. Cast the core, leave the lips, bring the map and plug it in.
You gotta keep the letting go.
With the stones in the bins, close the door, bring down the bins.
Yeah.
on the door. Who's that girl with the wet hair on the porch? Touch the sun and raise the shore. Bring that flag and rip the tash abroad. Keep it here or let it go.
You gotta keep on letting go.
Cast the call. Leave the lips. Bring the map and plug it in.
You gotta keep on letting go.
With the stars. Bring the bins. Close the door. Bring down. There's a hole that I can see. You need more than I can steal. I would never see your broken heart. Your broken heart. Cast the cord. Leave the leaves. Bring the map and plug it in. And plug.
And so I hope you enjoyed that little track. I like it. I like the fact that it brings back so many good memories of that night. And I remember us just sitting there, relaxing, feeling at home, getting along very well, playing the song, and it just seemed to come out well. And I'll go straight from there, before I begin to babble and talk a lot of nonsense, to a song actually from the live show the next day, and it was a song called FF, Foreign Fee. And it was in the name of an acoustic set, but as you'll hear, it was not exactly an acoustic set. We were actually playing a few decibels less lower than we normally would. We didn't actually have a drum kit in the traditional sense of the word. It was an electronic drum kit. And I think it suited us quite well. But anyway, the song FF was published as a video on YouTube. And I quite like it because of that. And here it is, FF.
Ocean. Control.
And that was FF from a nice sunny day back in July 2018 on the southwestern tip of La Toja Island up in Galicia. And as you could hear, the drummer was cueing us for another song immediately after that one, which was 1977. And I may play that later on, maybe I'll end off with that. But with 1977, I don't know what happened, even though it's one of my favourite songs to sing, something went drastically wrong, and I completely butchered it that day on the island. Maybe the alcohol was starting to get to me. Anyway, for some a little bit of rambling thought, probably with no coherency, but, you know, as of late I've been quite fascinated by the whole debate, the return to office mandates that have been going on everywhere, and, you know, I've been looking upon it as something of a interested researcher, if you like, and just in recent days it's actually started to cause me quite a bit of anxiety, and today for the first time I started actually looking around to see if there was somebody that I could talk to, you know, somebody through my own company who could actually just talk to me and ease my anxiety or stress or whatever it is. And, you know, being in the office, I was sitting at my desk, I was trying to focus, I was trying to edit some documents, I was trying to do some web page creation and edit the web pages, and not only just edit them, but I was trying to actually create something and put something together that looked interesting, and I was trying to conceptualize the flow that a visitor might want to see, or something that would make them find it attractive. And while I was doing this, I was constantly being disrupted and interrupted by people who just kept walking up to me, or people who were constantly trying to make eye contact with me and trying to engage in discussion. And eventually I got up and I walked through the door to go towards the cafeteria. And as I opened the door, I nearly bumped into people. I nearly bumped people with the door because there were so many people there in the hallway. I went into the kitchen. The kitchen was absolutely crowded, literally people sitting almost on top of each other. I went to the loo and I went to the urinal, and there was somebody standing next to me at the urinal. I went downstairs and I took my computer downstairs and I went into the cafeteria and I bought a sandwich and I just sat there in the cafeteria and thought, you know, I'll get away for a little while and eat my sandwich and do some work while I'm here. And the door was just constantly opening and it has this alert, you know, that triggers the staff so they know somebody's walked in, but it just did not stop. It was just in, out, just so many people. And the whole thing just really started to trouble me deeply. I just thought, you know, why is it that people do they want to be there? Do they want to do that? Do so many people really want to do this? Or is it because they're mandated? And of course, you know, I was listening to a podcast the other night by a company that I admire, an individual who works for a company that I admire. I admire the individual and the company. It's Don Price from Atlassian. And he was saying, you know, it's kind of irrelevant where you work from. And he said, if you want, you can find data that favors whichever version you like. If you like being in the office, you can find data that favors being in the office. And if you like being at home, you can find data that favors being at home. And I tend to agree with him. That's absolutely correct. But it's funny how in some cases it seems almost like I read an article just 20 minutes ago about Microsoft, SpaceX and Apple, and there was some independent research done on their return to office mandates. And of course SpaceX refused to even comment. They're the only ones who don't actually have a flexible mandate. Their mandate is just 100% back in the office, as you can expect under Elon Musk. And when I started reading some of the comments, the very first comment that I read was from a guy saying, if I don't have butts in seats, how can I manage people? I can't even see them. How can I manage them? I mean, that is one of the most ignorant statements that I've ever read in my life, because if you need to have people physically sitting in their seats in front of you to manage them, how do you manage a distributed team? How do you manage when you have people in different countries or different cities of a country, whatever it may be? And there was an incident earlier this week where I was in a meeting with my team, and for some reason I was in the office here in Dallas, Texas. My team were all in the office in Nice in France. And every single one of my team were in a meeting room together. And so I joined already feeling a little bit disconnected and distant. And then there was a lot of talking going on in the room, and it was difficult to hear. And as much as I love my team and I love talking to them, and they're a wonderful, creative, friendly, funny bunch of people, it made me feel quite sad to be in that situation. I can't expect anything else. And of course, you know, if they're in the office there, then I would have preferred them all to just be at the desks like me and just in using Microsoft Teams with a headset like me. But, you know, if they like to be in a room, then they like to be in a room. But I do tend to express my negativities about the video conferencing setup, especially when one person is remote. And another individual who's relatively close to me here said, when using the acronym RTO, Return to Office, actually changed it to RTL, Return to Life, implying that returning to the office is returning to life. For me, the returning to life would actually be having more time to do the things that you really care about. And I'm not saying that people don't really care about their jobs. Of course they do. I do. I love contributing and trying to bring value. But returning to life would really be spending time with your family and your friends and contributing to society and doing something that's really helpful and significant and meaningful. And so, yeah, I don't know where we go with this thing. I would imagine that more than likely it's just going to go back to the way it was 10 years ago, when everyone was just in the office, sitting in traffic every day, burning gas, burning petrol, spending money on their clutches burning out. Well, not in America, your clutch wouldn't necessarily burn out because everybody drives an automatic, but when I lived in the UK, it was a problem that we had, especially those of us like myself who used to sit on the M25 and be stuck in traffic often trying to commute to work. And I would lose, on a good day, I would lose 1 hour, 45 minutes. On most days, I would lose 2 hours. And on a bad day, it would be anything from 3 to 4 hours of my day spent sitting in my car just to get to the office and back. So that I could sit in the office with a headset on, talking to people who were not in the office. Customers who were remote, teams who were distributed. And it really rendered the whole idea of sitting in the office completely and utterly useless. But we didn't know any different back in those days. Well, to be honest, I began a campaign to work from home at least one day a week. Did somewhat become successful with that because we had to work one weekend out of the month as well as our 4 weeks. And when we worked on the weekend, it was finally agreed that we could actually work from home. And unfortunately, that probably caused even more dissatisfaction because we realized that we could do everything perfectly well from home and be more comfortable. We would actually have more time to dedicate to our customers. We would not mind staying later because we didn't have to commute. So we would just work until we had to, you know, until we'd completed our tasks and satisfied the customers, and that was that. So I really hope that that sense will prevail and that the flexibility thing will just continue and not be an issue. It shouldn't even be spoken about, really. We should talk about the productivity that we have, the tasks that we have, the projects we're working on, innovation. Yes, get together from time to time so that we can bond, we can greet newcomers, we can train newcomers, whatever it may be. But for the majority of time, why? I go to the office because I like to see my colleagues, and I usually go in 2 days a week, and I only do it for several hours, because once I've been in there for several hours, I begin to become anxious. I begin to feel that there's too much noise, too much distraction, too much conversation, and it starts to make me feel anxious and unhappy. And with that very lengthy rant, I will move on and I will play you another song by the Handicaps, and it's a song called Black Lagoon, and it's one that we recorded in the studio, and we recorded it at Paco Loco Studios down in the south of Spain at in a city called Cádiz. And for me it was a tremendous privilege because it was the recording studio in which Tim Armstrong of Rancid recorded with Tim Timebomb when he recorded some unusual tracks going through a difficult period after he'd gone through a divorce. And we lived in the little house that was next to the studio for a couple of nights, and of course Tim Armstrong had lived in that same house for the time he was there. And when I went into the recording, to the vocal booth to record my vocals, it was of course the vocal booth that Tim Armstrong had recorded in. And I literally had goosebumps throughout the process thinking about that. And also it was my first time actually recording in a professional studio, which was an amazing experience as well. And so here is the song, Black Lagoon.
Today and I'll never call me back.
That was Black Lagoon from our 2015 album 4. And in fact, we had even more of an immense pleasure after that, and that was to record a video for the song. And the video was done by professional film outfit. And you can find that video on YouTube to this day. Black Lagoon by The Handicaps. Was May 16 by Lagwagon. May 16 officially declared Lagwagon Day. And of course this week it's May 16, so I thought I would bring that to you and to give your ears a break from listening to The Handicaps. You must be tired of us by now. Hopefully not. Hopefully you'll listen to The Handicaps, fall in love with the band, go out there and demand to hear more, buy the albums, and demand to see us playing live in your town. Stadium tour in your town and your country. But anyway, that was May 16, as I said, by Lagwagon from their 1998 album, Let's Talk About Feelings. Well, in fact, I'm slightly incorrect. It originally appeared on that album, 1998, Let's Talk About Feelings, but the version that I just played to you is an acoustic version, and to be quite honest, I'm not 100% certain where that song appeared right now. I just did a search through all of the records that I own for the name, and I played you the acoustic, which I love more than the hard rock version. And in fact, speaking of Lagwagon and speaking of the Handicaps, and there's a song that's been on my mind a lot recently, and it really is by Lagwagon, and of course it ties into our band in a unique way, because my friend Maurix, who was very close to the band, he's an artist, a graphic artist, and he actually designed most of the album covers for the band and logos and so on. He also, by the way, designed the logo for the Book to Write podcast that you may have seen if you visited, however you may be watching or listening to this podcast. You will see the little logo, the Book to Write, every page is blank, and that is done by Maurix. And Maurix and I often ended up at the same shows when I lived in Madrid and he lived in Madrid. He still lives in Madrid, of course, because we like the same music. He was always at the Handicaps shows, and he was often at our rehearsals too. And of course, a lot of parties and events that we had. And I do remember one particular day when we'd had a little bit of a rehearsal, and Maurix picked up a little guitar. It was actually a ukulele, and he started playing a song on the ukulele that I recognized immediately, and I started to sing the words to it. And it was a really great moment that I'll never forget, because it was Burning Out in Style by Lagwagon, and both of us love Lagwagon. The song had just been released, the album had just been released, and we had actually just been at a Lagwagon concert, and we didn't go together, but we bumped into each other in front of the stage, and we were jumping up and down and hugging each other and singing along. And anyway, as an ode to Maurix and that memory, here is Burning Out in Style by Lagwagon.
Anyone can be the one that you want. You only have to see it through until you feel indifference. Take a wife, a child, a family name. File them under Johnson, though Smith or Boren. Still condos in Simple Town to settle down. On a wing and a smile, you go out in style. You're going out in style. As long as you look the part, above your empty heart, you're not as you appear. They're not as they appearances are made on Saturdays. Lessons come from gunfights, late nights, and courtesies. Anyone can define where you are. Choking on elixirs, mixers, and caviar. But I'm not getting through to you in a song.
So bright, so bright, so bright, so bright.
Burning Out in Style by Lagwagon from their 2014 album Hang. And anyway, I think with that said, and this beautiful Thursday night, May 16th, and it's Friday tomorrow. It's a long weekend for many people in Europe, not here in the US, but we should at least be able to have maybe a little bit of a more focused day on Monday, should we say, with less meetings. And we can at least be happy for our colleagues and friends who will be enjoying a nice long weekend. And we do have one coming up here in the US on May 27th. Monday, May the 27th, which is a holiday. And with that, I would like to finish off with a song that I spoke about earlier. It's, as I mentioned, a song that I love to sing with the Handicaps, a song called 1977. The Clash had a song by the same name, and that's one of the reasons that I love 1977 so much. But unfortunately, and I hope you will forgive me, and this is why I'm ending the podcast with this, I didn't particularly sing it well. Well, I actually sang it absolutely terribly. Much of the time it was inaudible and inconsistent. But for me, in the vein of true punk rock, if you, like myself, grew up listening to live punk rock records, you would often listen to songs and think, where the hell is the guy? Where's the vocalist? What happened to him? And well, that was usually because the vocalist would have jumped into the crowd, or the crowd would have jumped up on stage and ripped the microphone out of his hand. And although that did happen to me at times in my long musical career, that didn't happen on this particular day. I think I was just overwhelmed with the surroundings and the beauty and the people that were watching us, and maybe lost my mind a little bit, or as I mentioned, maybe the alcohol was getting to me a little bit by that stage. So here is 1977, live from Galicia, Spain.
Thank you.
hope you enjoyed that live track flashback to 2018, and sorry to spam you with podcast episodes this week, but it's because I lost everything and I feel that I want to catch up a little bit, so I'm finishing work, going for a walk, going for a swim, coming back, and then just re-releasing episodes, or in this case just sitting here and recording it on the flash and releasing it on your unsuspecting ear rolls. And I hope you have a great weekend. Thank you for listening along, and I'll chat to you soon.